Welcome to Daybreak Diner, Meyer Falls Pride and Joy. How many are in your party for lunch today?
Just me, I think.
And your name?
Nick Moss. May I please sit down? I think I need to sit down.
We have a booth free in the back right this way. And how are you doing today?
I've been better. But thanks for asking.
Here's your booth, and here's the menu. I'll be by in a couple minutes to take your order. May I get you something to drink? Ma'am?
A glass of water would be nice.
Absolutely, I'll bring that right out for you. Please make yourself at home.
Take your time. I'm not going anywhere. Fuck.
You're upset.
Yeah. Obviously. You're all stuck, so yeah, I'm upset.
We are?
Yep. You're trapped in that terrible fucking house on the mountain. The dirt up there is dehydrated as hell, you know? It's really not a safe place to lay down permanent foundations. A lightning bolt could hit the tower, and it would send the hideous wreck crashing off the edge. And it would fall down the slope, and it would probably flatten everyone in this place, including me. Or maybe it wouldn't flatten me. I haven't figured out how to get back there. No matter how hard I try, I've been trying for days, but the road doesn't lead up through the forest anymore. Even though all the road signs say it does, I keep running up that ribbon of gravel. I keep waiting for it to turn into dead trees and driveway, but every time I slip, or trip, or fall, or the road loops back around the way it came, and somehow I just wind up here. Stuck eternally in the parking lot of the Daybreak Diner. Meyer Falls, pride and joy.
Well, you came inside this time. Does that mean you've stopped trying?
No. Or not forever. Just for the moment. I figured I'd stop for a meal, see if anything changed, and I guess it worked. Since here you are. This makes sense, right? Yeah, it makes sense to switch tactics when the first one isn't working, but I don't like letting go of things. I really don't. Even if it saves me or some shit. I don't care about getting saved. I'm just trying to get back home to you. Say something, Maddie. Please. Don't just sit there.
Tell me how it begins.
I'm not a storyteller. That was Riley's thing, and she's... Why do you want to know? You were there. You are there.
Tell yourself how it begins, then. Maybe that'll help.
Okay. It begins like this.
Episode 1. Change upon change. The town where I grew up is called Meyerfall. It's small and low. It crouches, sort of. Rain breaks over the mountain peaks. When it's summer, you don't get bright light, just gray mist draped over dark trees. An easy place to get lost in. Growing up there was like watching the first 5 minutes of a movie on repeat. Nothing really happened, but we never really minded. Meyerfall was once a quarry town. When all the good stone ran out, it switched to textiles, not that that's much better. And it's hard to find it. The roads are rough and the signs are out of date. If you start here, you mostly tend to stay here. I grow up on the edge of town. I braid grass blades into bracelets for 20 years. I make friends with the neighbors' kids. Sophie lives to the left of me. Claire lives to the right. Madeline lives across the street. Riley lives across town. We sleep in my backyard and stare up at the stars. My favorite book is Peter Pan. I like the story of staying young forever. Mom tells me I'll have to get rid of the idea, but it doesn't go away. Just me and my friends and the endless sky. Oh, right. My friends.
Hi, Riley.
Hi, Nick. Are you at Ribbon Ridge yet?
Yeah, I've been waiting for a couple hours.
Aww. Is Madeline with you? Are you two hanging out?
What? No. No, I'm the only one in. Claire and Maddie should arrive soon, I think.
Damn it, I wanted to beat them to the house.
Why?
Oh, it's more fun if it's a competition. Anyway, I'm near Meyerfall, but Sophie hasn't picked me up yet. Do you know where she is?
Shouldn't she be at the airport by now?
Well, I'm not at the airport, but I'm actually closer to Meyerfall than the airport is, so she should definitely have seen me already. Maybe she got delayed or something.
Wait, hold on. You're not at the airport?
No, I moved, so that she could get to me faster. So we could beat Madeline and Claire, and arrive first.
So where are you now?
A gas station an hour from Meyerfall. It's along the airport road, so I figured it would work.
Did you tell Sophie you were gonna do this?
Ah, shit. Shit. I'm sorry. Call you back in a sec.
God, she doesn't know when to quit. Declared 4 majors in 4 years. A different hair color every other week. Questions, suggestions, insights, oversights. Riley grows up across town in a big old house she swears is filled with ghosts. We all spend the first few years of friendship thinking she's some hero, destined for a grand adventure. It's easy to believe, especially because Riley believes it most of all.
What the hell? You'd think people would see me sitting by the side of the road and swerve out of the way. If I survive a plane ride just to get killed by a teenager in a sports car, I'm gonna flip my lid. Oh my god.
Riley! Hey, Riley!
You have a motorcycle?
Yes, I have a motorcycle.
Why do you have a motorcycle? Shit, how did you get a motorcycle?
I have a motorcycle because I wanted a motorcycle. And, well, I'm a part-time mechanic, so they gave me a discount at the shop. This one used to belong to a professional escape artist, but he got dragged behind it by his own handcuffs one time, so he wanted to get rid of all the bad memories.
Cool.
I like to think it is, yes. Call me crazy, but something is telling me you maybe weren't, expecting to be on a motorcycle?
When you said you were going to pick me up, I was expecting a Honda. Or a Chevy. Or something.
Ah. A car.
Yeah. I mean, you said you were going to drive me to the manor, so I took that to mean, you know, that you'd actually drive me there.
I mean, a motorcycle's driving. That's what it is.
I know, Sophie.
It's safe. I promise.
If I may be so bold.
Please, be so bold.
Did it come with the phoenix painted on the fender?
Oh, no. No, that was my winter art project.
And the glitter on the handlebars?
Spring art project?
I'm terrified to see what it'll look like by the end of the month.
Hey, my task for the month isn't decorating, it's doing whatever this creativity thing is.
It's an art retreat.
Okay, art retreat. But regardless, the cycle will be spared for the time being.
Right, right. We wouldn't want it to, suffer any further decoration.
Should I be offended?
With all due respect, I think a color theorist would faint if they saw this. Orange and blue and lime green are a bold statement, babe.
I like bold statements.
Yeah, no fucking kidding.
I've been trying to be kind and not bring it up, but may I ask why you are here at a roadside rest stop, which is also an hour from the airport where I was actually supposed to pick you up?
And drive me?
Yes. Yes, I should have said we were traveling on a motorcycle. Your point's been made. Why are you out here? How did you get out here?
I hitchhiked.
You what?
It's a valid method of travel. Don't knock it.
I'm not knocking it. I've hitchhiked. But I was literally coming to pick you up. Why on earth did you decide to come all the way out here?
I wanted to save you an hour.
Huh?
I wanted to save you an hour. I felt like it didn't make any sense to make you drive 2 full hours each way to pick me up, and not if I could cut that in half with some savvy moves of my own, so I hitchhiked as close as I could get.
And you didn't call me? I appreciate the thought, I really do. But please, let me know the next time you're going to set up camp on the side of the road, so that I don't have to drive 4 hours round trip anyway?
I mean, I did wave at every car that went past.
As we've established, I drive a motorcycle.
I could wave at motorcycles next time.
I drive at, like, 60 miles an hour. Elaborate perception rituals are a bit hard.
A wave from your dear old friend is an elaborate perception ritual?
Riley.
Right, yes. Call Sophie next time I do something brilliant and well-intentioned with accidental side effects. Got it.
I promise the carrier rack is secure. You really don't need to double-check it.
No, I believe that. I just have a lot of luggage over there by the median.
Over by the... Oh, boy, you really do, huh?
In my defense, it's all writing stuff.
Did you bring your 80 other published novels with you or something? That is a lot of bags.
Well, I haven't properly published anything yet, so that would be kind of tricky to do.
Oh, I mean, what about that short story you sent us in your junior year? The one about the platypus. That got published, right?
That was junior year. That was through the college. College publishing doesn't count.
I'm really sorry.
Don't be. That's why I'm doing this art retreat. It's gonna fix that. But I have some help with the luggage, Sophie. Could you ask the biceps to come out and play?
I absolutely refuse to use the biceps to get your luggage.
Why?
Because you called them the biceps? Ask nicely.
Sophie. I hereby implore you to get your ass in gear and help your friend before her noodle arms give out.
The biceps accept your request.
Ah, fuck you. You make it look easy.
You write the stories, I do the heavy lifting. Come on, let's go.
Off up and away.
The house is called Ribbon Ridge. It is old, it is odd, it is beautiful. It was built by the Meyerfall family, who got rich from the textile trade. They took that money and they turned it into an ornamental mess of gray towers and green gables perched on the side of the mountain. There are five of us spending the summer here. Me, Riley, Sophie, Claire, and Madeline. We haven't been together since we graduated high school, on the last day of June 4 years ago. And now, it's the last day of June again. 1,461 days later.
Nick? Hey, Nick, sorry we're late.
Come on, Nick. Please open the door. I'm sweating buckets.
What's the password?
Huh?
Oh, there's a password now?
I'm testing you. I want to see if you remember.
Remember what?
What the password used to be.
Well, I think this case is quite clear, my dear Watson. Nick has apparently gone mad with the heat. We could always just, you know, break down the front door.
Riley, your solution to most things involves breaking them.
'Cause it works.
Nick, are we allowed any hints?
What was the password in the past?
Right. Okay. How far in the past are we talking? Nick?
No more hints. You can figure it out.
All right. Be that way. Right. Okay, this is you being sentimental, probably. So the password is our treehouse password from fifth grade. 5 months ago, the stream did flow. The lilies bloomed within the sedge, and we were lingering to and fro where none will track thee in the snow along the stream beside the hedge. Us wheat be free to love and go for if... damn it. Riley, what comes next? God, there's a whole other verse.
No, that's enough. I'd have been happy with a line or two.
I've come into the third act of something. What are you referencing, my darlings?
That Elizabeth Barrett Browning poem from fifth grade.
Didn't think I'd still remember it.
I'm glad you do.
Very lovely. Very sweet. Some genuinely good wordplay on Barrett Browning's part. But Nick, darling, could you let dear old Riley and Sophie into the house?
Hi, guys. I really missed you.
Missed you, too. How are you holding up?
Whoa. This place has really changed.
I mean, I don't think it's changed, per se. Protective cloths over the furniture aside, it looks like it did when we were kids.
I haven't been anywhere else in the house yet, but yeah, I don't think it's changed too much.
Right. Right. Yeah, protective cloths over the furniture. Nice touch.
Come on in. Seriously, you should sit down. It's a long way up here, and you've got a lot of bags out there.
Yeah, thanks, Soph. Sorry about that.
Don't mention it. I'm sure I'll regain feeling in my arms in a year or two. So, I just want to get this straight. We're here to make art pieces off a theme.
It's an art retreat. Yes.
Yeah, this is why I'm asking. You keep saying those words, but I would appreciate elaboration.
You applied for this.
You filled out my application and emailed it to me after you'd already mailed it and forged my signature. And I am an angel. So I went along with your scheme.
Okay. Long story short, Ribbon Ridge has a fund that maintains it. That's why we were able to take school trips up here, right? But they also use that money for enriching projects for some reason.
Oh, like a government thing?
Yeah. So some years they run an arts residency where artists come and live in the house for a month and they're given a theme. Something sappy like true love or what makes the hero, probably. And they each create a piece of art around that theme.
And you hijacked this so we could have a friendship reunion.
No, I applied because I am broke and stressed and desperate for something that will inspire a good story. Nick hijacked this for a friendship reunion.
Look, Riley mentioned it in a phone call, and I just wanted to see all of you again. Also, I figured there wouldn't be a lot of applications. We have hometown advantage, and it's pretty hard to get to Meyerfall.
Well, I'm glad to be here, either way.
Where are we going to sleep? Is there a bedroom I could claim? I want to, go explore the house a bit.
Oh, sure. There's a bedroom in the tower, and then three on the first floor and one in the basement. The second floor is mostly unfinished renovations.
We should probably save one of the first floor ones for Claire.
Oh, is she still afraid of the dark?
You could say it a little more nicely, but yeah, she is.
Then I'll take the tower. I'd hazard a guess she's still scared of heights, too.
I thought you were tired!
I bounce back quickly! I want to see if I can find any ghosts.
Of course she wants ghosts.
She had a haunted house of her own growing up. Now she wants another one?
Don't underestimate her. She's never satisfied. I'll be honest. I'm not sure how much art creation I'll be doing. I know Riley signed me up to make a performance piece or to act or whatever, but I don't really do that anymore. I would honestly rather relax or help with whatever her quest of the month is, or maybe just go on a walk through the woods. It's been a rough year.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Did something happen, or?
No, don't worry, it's fine. Not stuff anyone should worry about, truly.
If there's ever anything you need.
I'm fine. But thank you.
Nick! Sophie! Hi! I'm here.
Claire! Oh my god, welcome! Congrats on missing the test.
The test?
Nick made us recite that poem from fifth grade before we could come in. It was a nice gesture.
I was in third back then. We never got to it in my year.
Claire, did you drive Madeline?
Oh, yeah. No, we walked up most of the way together. But I had to stop to catch my breath and sit on a stump for a little while, so she went ahead. I think she said she was going to the sunroom. Wanted to lay down some Marley, work on one of her variations. What? She didn't come see you guys first?
She did not. She must have used the back door. Goodness, I see she's still as focused as ever.
She cares about her art a lot.
Yeah, you could say that.
If she's really in the sunroom, I might go see if I can find her. If that's okay with you two?
Yeah, sure. I was going to go drop off my stuff in one of the bedrooms. I packed paintbrushes and a couple canvases. God, they really suck to get all the way up here.
There's one room in the tower, three on the first floor, and one in the basement.
Riley's in the tower bedroom. She claimed it really quickly. I know you're not necessarily a fan of darker spaces, so we saved some of the first floor rooms for you.
No, I'll actually take the basement.
Oh. Are you sure?
I'm sure. I thought about it on the walk up here, actually. It's not even really a fear of the dark anymore. I've grown out of it. Just habit at this point.
If you're sure.
I'm very sure. I'm excited. I'll see you later.
Soph, do you mind if I...
Yeah, of course. I should make a few phone calls. Go see if you can find Madeline.
I'm sure I can.
I could find Madeline anywhere. I remember the first time I saw her. I had snuck out of my bed in the middle of the night, and I was staring out my window at the street below. I tried to find moonlight, or even a speck of starlight, but the night was cold and empty, and alone, and there were tears running down my cheek for no good reason. And then, between one blink and the next, a girl, a little older than me, was standing on the doorstep of the house across the street. She wore tights and a leotard. Her hair was pristinely slicked back, and she carried a duffel bag on her shoulder. Every so often, she did something with her arms. She waved them back and forth, up and down. They formed some kind of pattern. I know now what it was. She was marking a variation. Her eyes were closed, but I could see tears on her cheeks, just like mine. Her mouth was cracked into a frown, her forehead furrowed in concentration. She looked so unhappy. I had never seen someone that unhappy. I wanted so badly for her to be happy. I still do.
Maddie, it looks amazing.
Oh, I didn't know you were there.
Yeah, you were very focused.
Can't really look beyond the wings when I dance. Not unless I'm spotting somewhere for a turn. There's too many distractions in the audience.
That's fair. I'm sorry. I didn't want to distract you. Just wanted to say hi.
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 Sorry, that last run took a bit out of me, or I'd be more effusive in my greeting.
Oh, no, you don't need to apologize. You really don't. Never apologize for focusing on what you love.
Thanks. You're a sweetheart. When are Riley and Sophie arriving?
Oh, they're already here. Didn't you see the motorcycle, or didn't Claire tell you?
Yes. Sorry. I'll be honest, I might have tuned her out on the way up. Claire was talking the whole walk, and it was a long walk.
Understandable.
Well, I'm glad they got here safe.
So am I. This is gonna be so nice. We all just get to hang out for a whole month and reconnect and make a bunch of beautiful things. I'm really pleased.
Me too.
I'm really pleased to see you.
Me too. Obviously, I'm not pleased to see me. I meant...
No, yeah, I get it. It's fine, it's fine.
We'll learn the theme tomorrow, right?
What?
The theme for the pieces? The form said we'd be creating art around a common theme. I just wanted to know how soon I can start work. I've already set up the whole studio, so I need something else to do.
Oh, yeah, we get that tomorrow, I think.
Great. That's great to hear.
I'm sorry. I'm probably keeping you from your practice. I should let you get back to it.
I was about to take a break and resew the straps on my right shoe. I think they're going to snap if I do another run. If you want to stay...
No, it's all right. Besides, I need to go look in the library. I want to see what instruments they've left me to work with.
All right. Well, in that case, I'll see you later.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. See you later. Also, if you need anything, a glass of water or a better CD player or something, just text me, okay? You have my new number, right?
I think I do. I'll double-check. And, thanks. I'll let you know.
Great. Great. Let me know.
Good luck with the instruments.
All right. No guitar, no drums, just a piano. God, if it had to be any instrument. Okay, let's give it a try.
This is just ridiculous. It's my work. I should know it by now. The keys can't be that badly spaced.
Good beginning.
Oh, my goodness. Hello. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you come in, miss.
It's all right, Nick. Apologies. I didn't mean to alarm you.
I'm so sorry. I don't mean to be rude. Have we met before? Who exactly are you?
I'm the caretaker at Ribbon Ridge. I'm here to help you get settled in.
Oh, it's nice to meet you. I'm Nick Moss. I'm a musician.
Of course. Congratulations on being accepted. We're all very happy for you.
So, are you also staying in the house? Sorry, I just mean, are we going to see you a lot during the next month, or...
I'll be in and out from time to time. Don't worry about me. I'm just here to make sure that you're taken care of.
Oh, that's nice of you.
How are you feeling?
Honestly, I'm just happy we're all here. It's all I've wanted, ever since everyone went away. This is good, like actually good. I'm pretty content.
Good. That makes my job much easier.
Again, I'm really sorry to pry, but I was wondering if you needed anything to clean your sunglasses? That lens looks a little... stained.
No. I'll fix that tomorrow. Thank you. I just spoke with Riley up in the tower, but I was not able to give her the keys to the manor. Would you like them?
I mean, I'm not really the most responsible person here. It's probably Sophie, but yeah, sure, I can take them for now.
The black one is for the tower. The bronze is for the basement. The silver key unlocks the generator in case of a power outage. There will be bad storms over the next several days.
Yeah, I heard about it on the radio as I was walking here. The remnants of Hurricane Hecate, right? Blowing in off the coast?
Yes.
Got it. Well, I'll make sure everyone knows.
Of course. You're smiling. Good news.
Oh, my friend Maddie. She's here to choreograph and she just asked me to get her some water. I've got to run. Thank you very much. It was nice meeting you, miss.
The caretaker. As I said.
Right. Yeah, well, thank you very much for the keys. Have a nice day.